Hello and welcome to Punani Productions Podcast. This is your host, Queen Layla. I hope you're all doing all right on this fine Sunday. I'd like you all to start with putting a weisiao on your face. If you don't remember, let me remind you. This is Chinese for slight smile. Wei means slight, xiao means to smile. So go ahead, let's do it together. Put a slight smile on your face. Now that you have a slight smile, let's go ahead and take a deep breath together. Breathe in. As you breathe in, I want you to think about anything that is on your mind that you don't want to have there anymore. Any negativity, any pain, self-doubt. Breathe in and think about those things. And now you're going to take a deep breath out loud. Shh. And release. Release that feeling, those feelings, whatever you don't want to feel anymore. Let it all go. Joining me here, right now, let's come back to this space. And as you take another deep breath, you feel your whole body lighten up as you're awakening your oral senses just by listening here. I welcome you to the portal for sexual freedom. Here, you are free. You are free to be whoever you want to be. And I want you to remind you, like George Eliot said, it's never too late to be the person you might have been. This is a quote I just saw today in this amazing book called NLP, The Essential Guide by Tom Hoobyar, H-O-O-B-Y-A-R. And if you haven't heard of NLP, it's neuro-linguistic programming. And it's based on the theory that all human thinking occurs in pictures, sounds, feelings, smells, and or tastes. So we can understand that we all live in and operate from a personal model of reality and self-created minds. I'm not quite finished with the book yet, but I have a few takeaways and I'd really love to share with you. It really helped me to understand that we're all different. Like, everything that we experience, we put our own view on it. We have our own lenses of the world through the way that we have been brought up and the everything around us, nature vs. nurture. And the quality of our lives is determined by the quality of our communications. How we communicate with ourselves creates our personal experience, and how we communicate with others determines the way we are treated throughout our lives. So you probably heard of, you know, thoughts become things and things become actions. So when you have this negative self-talk in your mind, it will lead to what you don't want. You know, you say, oh, I don't want this, I don't want this, and then ta-da, that thing that you don't want came into your life. So I always tend to go with the motto, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. When I was younger, I used to stress a lot, and now I tend to not worry about things because that's all in my mind. So when I hear that thought come around, I just shut it off or turn it into something else, something positive. But I've also learned that emotions are passengers. They're not the driver. You can choose and change your state. Feelings are really just options. They're not things that you have to endure. The mind, body, and brain work together. So you can learn to upgrade your self-concept. I highly recommend you go check out that book because I'm really loving it. Henry Ford said, "Whatever you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." I also read another book a long time ago, and it's called The Magic of Believing, and it's all about the power of the subconscious mind. So whatever you want to do, you can do it if you set your mind to it. And learning to manage your emotions is something that comes with awareness. And I believe that the key to unleashing your own power within is to understand yourself and how your own mind works, and then observing it. So self-awareness is the key to growth and change. I want you to do a little exercise with me right now. Fill in the blank. Life is like a... Think about what you put there. It may give you a little insight into your emotional state and how you're feeling. Well, that's just a little bit about NLP that I wanted to share, but your power is within you. It's all about finding it, discovering it, and letting your light shine. Because remember, you are a unique and perfect creation of life. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.